there are other factors operating as well. One is that the early Spaniards weren't that interested in taking land over. The dominant fact of the first century after conquest is that there is a massive indigenous population decline, on the order of 90% in a century. So land is not a problem. Spaniards obtain land, but their real concern in the first 50 years or so after the conquest is getting labor. In central Mexico, it's not until the 1570s that there's any concerted effort to start obtaining land, and that has to do with the development of a more Europeanized economy with the discovery of silver mines, where it now becomes necessary for Spaniards to take production into their own hands. The number of Spaniards is growing, the number of indigenous people is shrinking. It now becomes necessary for Spaniards to set up their own haciendas. So there is an expansion of Spanish landholding beginning in the late 16th century. But there are limits to how far this goes because the market demand is not that great and transportation is expensive. If you have an hacienda, basically your market is limited to the nearest Spanish town. You don't have a lot of incentive to rapidly expand your land holdings. Spaniards do obtain land through a variety of different ways. They get grants from the government, they're called mercedes. They purchase land from indigenous communities. There's also a variety of chicanery involved in this. For example, Spaniards will sometimes rent land from indigenous communities and then later claim that they purchased it. In some cases, the Spaniards simply go into an area that no one is farming and squat, and then later on claim that they own the land. And because the crown by the 17th century is quite impoverished, it's willing to grant legal title to this land in return for a fee. So yes, Spanish land holding is increasing. And yet, it is a very slow, uneven process.